Welcome, this is Sonia Riccardi, and this is audio session number 4 in the Unsinkable Bounce Back System. This session is called Shed Your Limiting and Negative Beliefs. Now, what we're going to be discussing in this session is really, really important. First, I want to make sure you've listened to all the previous sessions before you begin this one, especially the one on mastering your mind. You see, this program was designed in a way so that each session builds on the other. So, I'd like to start this session with a quote I heard from Oprah's Life class, her show on OWN, the Oprah Winfrey Network. You don't manifest what you want, you manifest what you believe. I'm going to repeat that. You don't manifest what you want, you manifest what you believe. So basically, you can try your best to achieve something in your life, but if you're trying and trying and it just isn't happening and you're not seeing the results you want, then there's a reason why. You see, you may want something, but if deep in your subconscious mind, and sometimes even in your conscious mind, you don't believe you can achieve it or have what you want, then you'll never achieve or manifest it into your life. Why? Because your subconscious mind will make sure to stop you from achieving it, because the number one job of the subconscious mind is to protect you and keep you safe. Now, in this session, you're going to uncover the limiting and negative beliefs you're harboring deep within you that are sabotaging or stopping you from achieving what you truly want. And then you're going to retrain your subconscious mind so it is set at a level for success and achievement in all areas of your life. Everything will open up for you. Everything will begin coming into your life exactly the way you want them to. Now, you may be thinking to yourself right now, well, I don't have any limiting beliefs or negative beliefs. In fact, I'm the most positive person I know. Well, if that were true, then everything in your life would be picture perfect and you'd be giving yourself a 10 out of 10 in all areas of your life. You see, it's actually quite easy to figure out if you're harboring any limiting beliefs. All you have to do is look at your life. Are there any areas of your life that are not working the way you'd like them to? For instance, are you experiencing financial hardship? Or maybe your relationship is not working? Now, if that's the case, you are harboring limiting or negative beliefs in those areas. Chances are they're held at a subconscious level. So basically, if you're experiencing financial hardship right now and what you've been trying to do is manifest money and financial freedom in your life, but it just isn't working no matter how hard you try, you're holding on to limiting beliefs around money. So okay, let's use money as an example then. So on a conscious level, you may be saying to yourself, I want to make more money. I want money to flow freely, easily, and from everywhere. I want to live a financially free life and never have to worry or be stressed about money ever again. So on a conscious level, that's what you want and that's what you're telling yourself. But if you're having difficulty having money flow into your life and it's a constant struggle to make ends meet, you're holding on to limiting beliefs around money on a subconscious level. So you don't even know it. So for instance, although you want more money to flow into your life and you feel you're doing everything possible to make it happen, but it just never seems to work, then maybe you're holding on to one or more of these limiting beliefs around money. Making a lot of money is hard. If I make a lot of money, I'll have to work lots of extra hours and won't get to see my family. Rich people are thieves and crooks. Rich people are all part of the mafia or are doing something illegal and screwing others. Rich people are arrogant and think they're better than everyone else. I hate rich people. They're all jerks. To make more money, I have to take on a lot more responsibility, and so I'll have a lot more stress in my life. The economy is so bad. It's hard to make money in these difficult economic times. If I make a lot of money, I'll be less spiritual. Rich people are unhappy. Now you see, if you're holding on to any of those beliefs at a subconscious level, no matter how hard you try to make money and become financially wealthy and free, it will never happen. Why? Because your mind is saying it isn't possible or that achieving that is bad for you. Our subconscious mind is so powerful, in fact, that it's a lot more powerful than our conscious mind. That's why so many people try to deliberately apply the law of attraction in their lives, and more often than not, it doesn't work for them. They're trying to deliberately apply it through their conscious mind, not realizing that their subconscious mind is what's stopping them and working against them. So, for instance, your conscious mind might be saying, "I want financial freedom," but your subconscious mind responds with, "But if I make a lot of money, I'll have to work extra hard and lots of extra hours will be involved and I'll never get to spend time with my family. So I don't want that." Now, there's a lot of brain research that has been done over time, and what's incredible is how powerful the subconscious mind is and how it has such massive influence on our lives, much more influence than our conscious minds. So here we are operating from our conscious minds, but yet we're being controlled and manipulated by our subconscious minds, and the results in our lives are a direct result of the beliefs we harbor in our subconscious minds. This is both scary and exciting at the same time. Scary because if we haven't shifted our limiting and negative beliefs we're harboring in our subconscious minds, no matter how hard we try to make great things happen in our lives, it won't happen. The exciting part, though, is that now that we're aware of this, we can work on uncovering what those beliefs are that are holding us back, then release them and change those beliefs into positive, empowering beliefs. We are, in essence, retraining our minds. Now, you may be wondering, how did these beliefs ever get into your subconscious mind in the first place? Well, beliefs are merely an interpretation of the world based on the evidence you've observed and experienced throughout your life. Your beliefs have been programmed into your mind since early childhood and continue to be programmed into you even today. Our parents, our friends, our teachers, the media, and our own experiences have helped mold and develop our beliefs, which affect our decisions, how we feel, how we react to situations, and are a paramount reason for some of the most undesirable situations in our lives. So now we're going to tap into some of your limiting and negative beliefs that have been stopping you. Now, I say some of your limiting and negative beliefs because it will be difficult to uncover all of them at once here, so we'll do it in baby steps. Also, once you've learned the tools and strategies to uncover them and shift them, it's something you'll continue to use all the time in the future. You'll see and notice that these limiting beliefs will naturally come up for you all the time. But the good news is you'll be able to release them and shift them into empowering positive beliefs. In fact, you'll be shocked at how many of these negative beliefs you've been holding on to. And you'll even be more surprised at how they'll come up over and over again. And you'll shift them over and over again until it becomes a new way of believing and thinking. And this new way is what will open doors for you and transform your life. Mark my words on this one. It is that powerful. Now, first, let's begin by evaluating the areas in your life that are not working right now or where you're experiencing difficulty. For instance, it could be health, finances, relationships, career, and so on. I can assure you that you have limiting and negative beliefs that are stopping you from being the best you can be in those areas. To unveil them, you'll have to begin paying attention to your inner self-talk. The more you become conscious of this inner conversation, the more you'll notice the way certain negative thoughts are repeated over and over again. Those are limiting beliefs. For instance, if you're in a bad relationship and you're choosing to stay in that relationship even if you're unhappy, there's definitely a limiting belief around that. Perhaps you believe, either consciously or subconsciously, that I'll never meet another man at my age. Or maybe, who's going to want me? Look at how I let myself go. Or maybe you're thinking, I'm just not a good person. No one will want me. Or, I want to leave, but I'm afraid I'll never meet another person and I don't want to grow old alone. Those limiting beliefs are what's stopping you from taking action and moving forward. Now, all those statements and beliefs have somehow been placed in your mind over time. At some point in your life, someone said something to you, did something to you, or you experienced something that made you believe these statements are true, and it was deposited in your mind. This has made you see the world a certain way, and that certain way of seeing the world is not the real way or the truth at all, but has made you believe it as if it were the truth and reality. You really need to do the self-inner work to uncover these limiting negative beliefs you're holding on to. Start paying attention to what that inner voice is constantly telling you. Become aware of your thoughts around that area of your life that isn't working. Once you start paying attention and become aware of those thoughts, you'll notice at how many limiting beliefs come up in your mind all the time. Once you've become aware of them, remember, awareness is key, then and only then can you start reprogramming your mind. Now, once you've identified your limiting beliefs, you can begin to shed them by proving those statements wrong. Look for evidence that proves them wrong. If you look for it, you'll find it. So if "I'll never meet another man at my age" is your limiting belief, look around you for proof of people who have found new love and lasting love later in life. There are many people all around you who have experienced that. Simply identifying this limiting belief and knowing it isn't true will help you release it. Then you can focus on replacing it with an empowering new belief, such as, "I can meet a wonderful man at any age." This new belief will help you move forward with your life in a positive and empowered way. Or perhaps if you've discovered that you have a limiting belief around money that is, "Making a lot of money is really hard, and with this economy, it's impossible to be financially successful." Now, that isn't true at all. In fact, there are a lot of people who are super financially successful even during this financial crisis. And I can assure you, they're not working any harder than any other person out there making a living. They may be working smarter, but not harder. Now, you may be thinking, "I'm sorry, I don't know anyone who is super successful, especially during this economy. Everyone I speak to is suffering miserably right now." Okay, well, you're listening to someone right now that can debunk that belief. That's right, me. I've broken financial records for myself just in this year alone. And let me tell you, I haven't been working any harder than when I was working at a job where I was making $30,000 a year. You see, my belief around money is this: money flows easily, freely, and from everywhere. In fact, I even created a poster with that statement that I have in my office as a constant reminder. That's the new, positive, and empowering belief I have reprogrammed my mind to believe. And like Henry Ford once said, "Whether you think you can or can't, you're right." You know, sometimes we uncover these limiting beliefs and we know they're not true and that they're illogical, but somehow they manage to get stuck in our subconscious minds and still affect our thoughts. Now, this, of course, affects our feelings, which ultimately affects our decisions and whether we take action or not in our lives. By becoming aware of these limiting beliefs, then recognizing them when they come up, consciously releasing them, and replacing them with empowering beliefs instead, you'll notice dramatic positive shifts in your life. So I'd like to do this exercise now. Beginning right now, I want you to become consciously aware of your inner self-talk. Throughout the next week, I'd like you to notice what you're constantly saying to yourself and jot down the negative statements and beliefs you say over and over again. Then, next to each belief, write what area of your life each statement refers to, such as finances, career, relationships, health, and so on. You may notice a trend that the most negative beliefs are in the area of your life in which you're experiencing the most difficulty. Then, take each belief and search for evidence to disprove it. Once you've done that, I'd like you to shift each of those limiting beliefs into a positive belief. Write out all your new positive beliefs you've created on a separate sheet of paper. These are your new empowering beliefs. Now, each time you catch yourself thinking one of those negative limiting beliefs, acknowledge it and then say the word "cancel" in your mind and replace it with your new positive belief. Now, it may take time to reprogram your mind to believe these new empowering beliefs, but be patient. What you focus on expands. So the more you focus on these new beliefs, the more they'll become your new way of thinking, and you'll begin to experience positive shifts in your life. Now, to help you accelerate this reprogramming of your subconscious mind, I'd like to do a meditation exercise with you right now that will help you release these negative and limiting beliefs. I want to make sure you're not driving right now. If you are, then I recommend you turn this off. Now, sit in a very comfortable chair that supports you with your feet on the floor. Adjust your body into a comfortable, relaxed, upright position. Place your hands in your lap. You can even lie down if you prefer. Now gently close your eyes. Take a nice long deep breath in and breathe out. Notice your body and become aware of any tension you might be storing in your body. Begin releasing your tension as you exhale with each breath. Breathe in peace and calmness. And exhale all your tension. Focus on your breathing. Allow your breathing to gradually slow down. Allow your breathing to become slower and deeper each time you breathe in and breathe out. Just release all the tension. Imagine a beam of white light is beaming through the top of your head, straight down your spine, into your arms, into your pelvic region, into your legs, and down to your feet, straight to your toes. Your entire body is beaming with a bright white light. I want you to think about one area of your life that you're experiencing challenges in. For instance, it could be your finances, your career, your marriage, or maybe your health. Just pick one. Think about this situation. How does it make you feel? What is it about this situation that's making you unhappy? Why? Why is it making you unhappy? What's stopping you? What's stopping you from achieving success in this area? Think about it. Now, I want you to answer this. Is that true? Is that really true? Or is it something you've simply been telling yourself and chose to believe? Are those negative and limiting beliefs that have been stopping you from achieving success in that area? It's time to release all negative feelings and beliefs in this area. Where are you holding those beliefs in your body? Where do you feel the heaviness? Imagine a very bright light illuminating that area. A powerful, bright light. A bright light that is ever expanding and transporting these negative feelings and beliefs out of you and releasing them. They're no longer with you. What's left now is an open, blank space. Replace this open, blank space with positive feelings and new positive thoughts and beliefs about this area of your life. Imagine achieving incredible success in this area of your life. What does it feel like? How are you behaving? How are you walking? What are you thinking? Now that you have achieved success in this area, what are your thoughts and beliefs about this situation? Really feel it. What does it feel like to be successful in this area? Enjoy this feeling. In a few moments, I'm going to count from 3 to 1. When I get to 1, you'll feel refreshed, peaceful, and energized. You'll remember everything you experienced. You'll sit silently and then write down everything you've learned. Three, you're coming back to the present moment. You feel refreshed and alert. Two, you begin to move your toes, your hands, your legs, and your arms. And one, you open your eyes. You're peaceful, calm, and alert. Now, how was that for you? Has that helped you uncover your negative limiting beliefs about your situation? Were you able to shift them to empowering positive beliefs? Please make sure you take the time now to write out all your new thoughts and beliefs. Now, this meditation can be done over and over again for any area in your life that just isn't working for you. I've also created a separate download of just this meditation, so you can simply listen to it anytime you're trying to uncover a limiting negative belief. It's a really great tool. We have now come to the end of this session, and I want to remind you of how important it is that you use the many other powerful tools that are included in this program to help you reprogram your mind and shift your life. They've been created specifically to help you retrain your mind, shift your vibration, get the answers, take action, and help you accelerate your success and manifest the life you love and deserve. So stick with this program, and you'll be amazed to see the great things waiting for you right around the corner.